What's up, everybody? Dear Allie, Mom's here.
Hey, guys.
Christopher's here.
Hello.
Great to see you both.
Thanks for having us, pal.
How are things?
We're good.
How's everybody doing?
That felt disingenuous because you see me every day.
I wasn't so much doing it for me as I was doing it for the community. You're correct in that.
Okay.
So, I mean, what? What are you going to do about that?
No, nothing bad. I got nothing bad to say about it. It's just, you know, you've seemed like we haven't seen each other in a while, and I've seen you every day for the past, I think, month. It is good to see Mom, though.
When's the last time we went a calendar day without seeing each other? That's a good one.
Last time I was out of state, probably.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I guess it had to be a long one. Ma, how are you?
I'm good, honey.
Nice to see you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Listen, a little tired today. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having us. We're at...
You are in my house.
We're back at Studio MB.
Which is... This has been quite a while to have both my boys in the house.
Well, that, and it's also very clean in here.
Yeah, well, that's because you're all gone. Been moving things around, shifting things around, getting rid of a lot of junk.
I didn't think she had to go all personal like that.
That felt like an attack.
Well, you see how nice the house looks, doesn't it?
It does look nice.
All right.
Nothing works here.
We spent a lot of time together this weekend. We had a big, big concert. We had the See Here Now Festival at the Berkeley,
which was amazing.
We watched Pearl Jam and Smashing Pumpkins.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol was there.
I'm wearing a Billy Idol shirt.
You are.
I've decided to, not exclusively, but I'm going to wear concert shirts all the time.
Is that your new thing? Like,
yeah.
Remember when it was jerseys a few years back?
Yeah. I'm going to really make a conscious effort to, but I feel like I can't just buy a concert t-shirt. I think I have to go to the concert.
Well, that was my next question. Knowing you, I would feel like you'd have to live the experience before you wore the shirt.
Yeah, but I will buy, like, if I can't see, like, I was just looking up, like, Nirvana shirts. Like, mm-hmm. I can't go see Nirvana, so I would buy a Nirvana concert shirt.
Okay.
But they're crazy expensive, so I'm not going to do that.
Don't do it then.
Yeah.
So it's like a concert shirt from the actual concert?
Yeah, it has to be from the actual
concert.
So
the people that you're buying these shirts from ultimately wore these shirts, huh?
I'd imagine, yeah. Probably a bunch.
No, thank you.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I'm going. If I find the perfect concert shirt, there's certain bands that I've always wanted to see, but I'll never get the chance to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, and also I think it's cool to have like a shirt from the 70s.
Daddy's got his
Nirvana's Queen, not the 70s.
Daddy's got his Queen t-shirt upstairs somewhere.
Yeah, but think about when's the last time you saw him in that?
Well, first of all, he won't fit in it.
Do you know where it is? Because I'm gonna take that shit today.
I don't know where I
know me and Lauren were fighting over it recently. Yeah. I just don't know if she ended up winning that or
I not. Did when I was upstairs again cleaning, I found a black Queen t-shirt. But I don't know if it's that t-shirt.
I have a lot of concert shirts, but not enough. And I decided that's going to be my thing.
Part of my purge, Chris, that we're talking about it, was upstairs in your closet and the ridiculous amount of jerseys you have that I did not give any of them away because I said, are these sentimental to Chris? Does he want any of these jerseys?
I'm sure one or two of them are.
So I didn't get rid of them.
Enough about me.
Good talk.
You know what? Really random thing about me lately. Couple things. I've recently gotten obsessed with pimple popping videos.
Oh, how could you?
I don't know why, but I have.
I can't even listen to what he just said. That's disgusting.
I'm like nauseous when
you
said that.
No, I have. But here's the weird thing about the pimple popping videos for me. There are several videos of people, I suppose you would call it popping or maybe plucking.
Why are we talking about this? It's making me
ingrown
nauseous.
Ingrown hairs?
It's making me sick.
Have you had this experience? An ingrown hair? Have you had an ingrown hair?
They're nasty.
Once.
It seems to be running rampant through the digital community. I've never in my whole life picked one of these
hair
things.
Comes out.
It's like a very long hair.
Why
that
are we talking about? It's making me sick.
I'm fascinated by this. Because here's where I'm going, right? So I really like watching these things, okay? And I find them quite fascinating. And to a point where I'm like booking parties at work based on if you're a dermatologist or a chiropractor, I get really, really excited. So like,
I'm going to give you another person
like
that will
my
no
back crack kind of thing.
No. What, the ingrown hair thing?
Mm-hmm.
Your sister Lauren sees it all the time.
So this is wild. I imagine in her profession, she's got to see it a bunch,
yes.
Right? But these things are crazy. So I am fascinated by it. I watch it like mad, right? And I'll spend, no joke, I'm probably good for, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes of
so
content.
So it's nothing
here.
Like the walking tour.
No, it's not like my walking tour obsession. However, okay. If you did a walking tour in a dermatologist's office with a chiropractor, my brain would probably explode.
That's like, yeah.
But here's the thing. As I'm watching this, there was one in particular where they had a tweezer.
Why do you got to be so graphic?
So wait, they're pulling the hair out.
Why
are you
doing this?
Okay. No.
I tuned out.
And it's long. It's a long hair. Have you, Chris, you ever pulled
I committed to not even lifting my head up from my phone until
I
heard,
that.
Dear Albie.
You know, and I admire,
that was my.
You know what? I admire you for that.
That's
because
disgusting.
I'm getting sick listening
no,
to this.
No, it's
a good point
no,
to
No, there
all
is a good
this.
Point to all this. First of all, have you ever experienced this?
No.
So you've never had an ingrown hair removed?
No.
Chris?
Yeah.
You've pulled the long one out?
Yep.
What was that like?
Let's discuss. I think it's disgusting that other people have them, but I mean, I've had a handful of my lifetime, and I get so excited.
Do you tweeze them?
No, so that's the thing. You don't...
What does it feel like?
Nothing, really. You feel like almost like a pimple on like your thigh, let's say. And then you're like, oh, let me like see if there's a pimple. And you're like, oh, and you start pulling something out, and you're like, it's not stopping.
Wow.
I'm fascinated by this.
It is so fun.
See, this is what I'm saying.
You just went against the principle that you just said.
No, it's gross. So everyone else, you included and the listeners, are allowed to be grossed out right now. I'm not, because I'm talking about me.
Okay.
So it's similar. Oh, I had a good analogy. Oh, it's like a blood moon. Like every 7 years you get one, but it's very exciting when you do.
Where was yours?
It was the thigh.
Yeah.
And I think there was shoulder.
I'm surprised you don't get one by your beard, because like, usually happens where you shave.
I never shave. That's why it's a beard.
But you do trim it and everything.
No, I've gotten them, my arm, my thigh, but yeah, like really, like, you know, my biceps, like see like pimply biceps kind of. I've gotten them there, and it's a blast.
Is it painful?
No.
Do you feel like you're pulling a string out of yourself?
No, that's the thing. Again, like I've never done it like, oh, like oh, look at that random hair, and then like whoa, and it's like that magic trick when you're just like,
but the silk scarf,
it's like a clamp.
Yeah.
Now this brings me to the second point, and unfortunately, mother, I think you're gonna have the same thought that I had. I saw that, and they look common as hell, right? And then I said to myself, wait a second, if I've never plucked one of these things out of me,
right?
That means they're still in there.
Not necessarily.
And where'd the hair go?
Not necessarily. No. Not the case at all, pal. Don't worry about it. You're good.
I don't know that does the hair just dissolve?
Maybe you just don't have them. I never had one.
Maybe they're in a hard to reach place or a hard to see place.
They're
that
very
I couldn't
painful.
See.
I understand.
Did you experience pain?
No.
Well, there you go.
Well, anyway,
maybe it's had a long ass hair a couple times. I don't know, but it was like, but you literally feel like an uncoiling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See. I want to feel it, and I also don't want the hairs in me anymore.
Albie, if you ever had one ingrown hair, you would be obsessing every minute of the day in front of a full-length mirror trying
knife.
To find more, thinking your body is full of hair inside, and we wouldn't be able to live
so
with it.
So is there hair inside of me?
That's what I'm wondering.
It was ingrown hair. It's
right,
growing...
but it makes itself known whenever it happens. My question is there any, like kind of stagnant, dormant.
That's what his
exactly.
question was. That's what
That's
his thought
what I'm
is.
Saying.
I told you I tuned him out.
Okay, that was his thought. Enough of this.
Yeah, you don't want to be good. I mean, that's bad. And I would have probably obsessed with it. I had a hemorrhoid once. You should have seen what I did. I thought
you,
I had a
you
hemorrhoid.
You are an obsessive personality.
Thought
Robbie.
I had one. Crazy. Anyway, I digress. So to all of you that wrote in, that's the guy you wrote your stuff into. Anyway, here we go. Dear Albie. You guys ready?
Go.
Here we go. Hey, to the best podders around. I'm a huge fan of the pod. I live down the shore in Jersey and was in Rite Aid today when I had an encounter that I thought would be funny community topic of discussion. For those of you that don't know, real quick, I don't like to cut off the questions. Rite Aid is a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are
who
you talking to on this podcast to get this guy who Rite Aid is?
Well, because
right.
I feel like
do
down
I
the shore.
New Jersey's a state too?
No, I feel like down the shore, honestly, pharmacies are way more valuable
Abby, there are Rite Aids all over the place. They're everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying, down the shore, they serve a much bigger purpose. Like, I've gone to Rite Aid, like, while I'm eating tonight. I've done that.
What is he talking about?
Does it make sense?
You know what? With the phone.
Listen.
Is that your agent?
Yeah, it's my agent. All right, go back, Al. Tell everybody about the Rite. Introduce everybody to Rite Aid, Al.
I'm just saying, it's a very important place. To preface this story, I'm a married woman in my mid-30s. I'm pretty open about talking about sex. I have been open with my immediate family and close friends that my husband and I conceived our daughter the night of our friend's wedding, and always encourage others to live their best lives and let their freak flags fly. Today, I was in Rite Aid to pick up some feminine products and was mildly appalled to see on the top shelf vibrators. Jules, please highlight the S here for Al, which she did. She did do that. Yes, plural. Not just one, but about 10 different types.
What are your thoughts on her directing Jules via email?
Jules listened was probably the better part.
What are your thoughts on mom's cell phone just going off?
She's
twice?
Unprofessional.
I just muted it. Say you're sorry.
Okay. I'm sure it was a very thrilling conversation on the other end. Yes, plural, not just one, but about 10 different types. One denoting it was great for travel. As I said, I'm not shy, pretty openly sexual, etc. But my immediate action was shock. I was in Rite Aid. I do believe the majority of women use or have used vibrators in their life. I did before I met my husband, and I do believe it's totally normal, nothing to be ashamed of or embarrassed of. So why was I so appalled? I'm a new mom. My first thought was, oh God, what if I was in here with my daughter in 10 years shopping for feminine products and I have to explain to her what these things are? Is it because I'm thinking like a mom now? Is it because even though I'm not against it, I just don't want it out there for all to see? Also, I feel like buy that shit on Amazon, it'll come in 2 days. Oh, it'll come in 2 days. Who can't wait 2 days? Who says, oh dang, I gotta get off, let me run to Rite Aid? Curious to know if I'm not against something and I'm not shy. Why do you guys think I was so appalled? Curious to know if people think this isn't a big deal, and curious to know who is going to Rite Aid to get a vibrator. Love you all for keeping it real and keep the laughs coming. Jen from Jersey.
I don't know.
Who cares?
No, yeah, she's getting older.
I feel like she had jokes that she wanted to tell she sent them in the email.
Can the child in the same breath say, oh, mommy, and see the condom package and say, is that bubblegum? What do you do?
It's a balloon.
What about the rolling papers?
So it's like, it's one of those things that there are things, a douche. There are things there. What do you do with them? Oh, you know what, honey? I don't know. Keep walking. You just saw.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you're upset about. And I feel like you aren't as open as you suggest that you are. Because I don't consider myself like, oh yeah, I love to talk about that. But I don't give a shit about any sex product. Because my thing is like, I'm not going to buy it. So I'm just going to walk right past that and keep it moving.
And if it's on the high shelf, your 10-year-old daughter's not going to see it up there and figure out what it is.
Well, we don't know how tall our daughter is.
Can we at least
really
now?
Tall?
She could be.
Maybe.
She could be.
Can we now acknowledge how important Rite Aid is down the shore? Because I've never seen...
Well,
vibrators
now you know
in the North
you can get
Jersey
vibrators
Rite Aids.
There you go.
Yes.
How do you know? You never look for them. Now you'll look for them, won't you?
I mean, you know, I'll tell you what. I feel like to answer the question directly, because you two are very rude.
I'm just saying it's no big deal.
No, let me just get into the point. You're rude. You're rude and you give bad advice.
Why?
Okay. It's an advice show first. This, she wants to know if she's normal. Is she thinking like she's a mom? Did you freak out when you were a mom, first off, and there were things that you were like, oh, yeah, you know, I was a little into that back in the day, but now that my kids are here, it's not for their eyes.
If I see something, unless it's eye level to my child and it has a blinking light around it that's drawing my child's attention, I'm not going to worry about it.
I just think that if you want to, if you're trying to shelter, not that I'm suggesting this person's trying to shelter their kid, but I think
she's overthinking
it. Do you
it.
Think you're going to be the one to tell your child about sex products? Like,
I think
it's going to happen. Your daughter, at some point, you are going to be embarrassed that she was introduced to something that she definitely already knows about from some little prick in school.
Well, you know what? Here's what it is. I think she's walking and it kind of hit her in the face, right? Where she wasn't necessarily expecting it, where anybody can just kind of walk around. And so for whatever reason, maybe some maternal instincts kicked in. But, you know. maybe that she, if she was walking around in like a more adult store for whatever reason, okay, not that there's anything wrong with it being in a Rite Aid, but like if she, it just wasn't for whatever reason, it wasn't what she was expecting.
But I consider Rite Aid to be a store where I go where I need literally anything. So like that's,
I would say
a
this,
part of
if,
anything.
If I was walking, perfect example, if I'm walking through Rite Aid and I see a crock pot, I'm like, oh, cool. Rite Aid's got crock pots? Oh, my God. If I see a vibrator, I'm like, oh, my God, Rite Aid's got vibrators? That's nuts. And I'm going to keep walking.
Yeah, I don't think anybody goes and says, oh, wait, hold on. Like, I wouldn't personally think it's a big deal. Like, me personally, right?
It's on a high shelf.
But here's the thing, right? When you go in there, when she's like, oh, who's, like, going to Rite Aid and say, damn, I need to get off right now kind of thing? Like, oh, my God, I got
to
get over there. And, like, I don't
the
think it's like that.
The same person that's running to
I
get
just
a,
think,
a condom.
Who's no, in Pennsylvania saying, I need to go buy an assault rifle right now and go to Walmart?
So I mean,
that should maybe offend you.
It's just like,
there are things that are in family stores that could offend
that
everybody.
That are worse.
So it's like.
But you look over and you say to yourself, all right, well, oh, look, that's here, too. I think it's the impulse buy.
Right. That's what you could say, hey. That's pretty weird. Who buys it there? Okay, I get that.
Right.
But if you're offended by it,
I think you're just,
I don't think you're actually offended by it. I think you just think it's interesting.
I think she was surprised by it. Taken aback. She was taken aback.
But I think that's why she wrote in. I think she wanted to tell the story because it's funky. But I don't think you're offended. I just think that you're intrigued by it.
I feel like she was taken back by it and just, you know, again, who goes in there to buy it? Oh, my God, mine broke. Here's one right here. Didn't know they had these. You keep going.
See, the thing, I think Jen from Jersey was just kind of surprised. When all of a sudden something like that just comes up right in your face out of nowhere.
Al keeps trying to get me to go like, ooh.
No, I'm sorry. I think all of a sudden when something like that hits you out of nowhere and you don't expect it, you might get a little offended. And then, you know, as we've talked about on the show before, we should seek out what's right for us and not compromise on what's important and what's most important. Our relationships should add value to our lives, especially in the bedroom. So why don't we think the same way about our sex toys?
Nice.
Right? Come on. Segue and a half. Dame products. This is my favorite read ever. Chris made fun of my read the other day, Mom.
I think
this is the first time I've done this with you in the room.
Listen to me. No. You the last one that you read, I'm with Chris.
Wow. So you heard the criticism.
It was awkward.
Okay.
Start again.
It's about to get a lot more. It's about to get a lot more awkward. Dame Products is a women-owned sex toy company making the new generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. Founded by a sex educator and engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, lots of love, earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many more. Whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters or on a journey of self-exploration, we're sure to earn a spot on your nightstand. I recommend the Eva, a coupled vibrator giving you clitoral stimulation during penetrative sex. Its flexible wings tuck under your labia for a snug fit. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Go to dameproducts.com/dearalbie today for 15% off site-wide. That's dameproducts.com/dearalbie today for 15% off site wide. You with the vulva. What do you think I did with that?
You did that one better. Last one you did, I was in the room, and probably because I was there, you were kind of thrown off a bit.
Jen from Jersey's got to be going through it. She can't listen to it. I imagine she listened to this show on the way back from Rite Aid.
No, she with her daughter.
Right.
She was like, let's listen to a podcast. There's some good clean fun.
They're good family. Right. They don't do anything like that.
She hears about Dame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jen, hit Dame up. You don't have to worry about it. They'll hook you up.
To Jen's point, you can go on Amazon, I'm sure, buy Dame. You get it in 2 days.
Well, I think you go to dameproducts.com/dearalbie. She gets 15% off site-wide.
What I said was that. But, you know, I bet you they're on Amazon, too. But try writing Dear Albie.
I think I do fine on the reads.
Well, the last one was a little off. I'm just saying.
That's it. All right.
That's what we're here for, constructive criticism.
That's it. Diva.
You're here for advice. Anyway. There are certain stories that I have about people. Family stories I won't get into about, we've talked about guys with sex stories on this before. I think it'd be more offensive for guy sex toys to be hanging out.
Is there a guy sex toy on the planet?
Abby, what's that black mark on your neck?
Where?
See it, Chris? Let me see. Turn your head.
Yeah, there's a dot.
Little
dot.
Oh, it's gone. No, it's
a right? No, there's yeah, a little dot. It looks like a... No.
So, I'm glad you asked. Okay. This little thing right here.
No.
I'm talking about a different one.
No, I'm talking about a different one. What's that one?
Yeah. Little, you got a couple.
Little pimple.
Okay.
Looks like a very wide mouth vampire bit you.
It was a little pimple. Too very... With, I had hoped that perhaps it
was... Oh, you were operating on yourself.
Yeah. Hey, how come other podcasts have a cool, like, filming studio? And, you know.
We don't?
Yeah.
I happen to like the homegrown vibe.
Right, but, like, you can't even watch this podcast. I feel like people like watching podcasts.
Oh, you wanted to be out there. We discussed
A couple of big things. We are actually getting to the YouTube. We're going to start also releasing the pod on Mondays. That's going to be big.
What days it come out now?
Pretty much whenever.
Okay.
The summer was a bitch.
Listen, it was challenging. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now that fall is here, people pretty much tend to get regulated in the fall and things are back to normal. Life gets back to normal. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I was concerned. I saw a mark on your neck and I said, my God, what's on my son's
what's
neck?
What's on the black
It's gone. It's gone.
What was it, some kind of?
Something.
I had glue on me before.
Maybe.
I was hanging a painting.
All right.
Anyway, dear Albie and crew, please help. My soon-to-be mother-in-law recently saw my nudes that I sent to my fiance. He was showing her pictures of the new puppy we recently just got, and she took his phone to swipe the photos and swipe back one photo too far. I'm pissed at my fiance for not keeping them in a separate folder on his phone or monitoring his mom from seeing them. Apparently, she gasped and yelled at him for having those on his phone. She also apparently said something about me and how she was shocked I would do something like that. She doesn't even know that I saw them because I wasn't there. He just called me after he left her place to tell me. I'm so mad and embarrassed. But what is making it even more awkward is that she is coming over this Sunday for dinner and I have to see her. I don't know what to do. Do I bring them up? Do I apologize? Or do I just act like nothing happened? Sincerely, Anonymous. This is fun.
You do nothing.
You do nothing?
Yeah, it's not her business.
You open the door, stark naked.
You want to
and you say, this is just what I do at home.
You want to send your significant other, your fiance, whatever, okay, risque picture, whatever, photo. That's for you as a couple to enjoy. Your mother-in-law stumbled upon it. Not your problem.
I mean, look.
Yeah, I don't think you acknowledge that. And if she brings it up, you just say, why are you looking at
me? Hey, guess why? Okay, I'm making your son happy. Friend,
I think she's got to laugh that off. I mean, I don't know. Would you?
Laugh it off.
You would laugh if you saw Vito's wang.
No.
Mom, you would laugh hard. Don't bullshit. Don't bullshit. You would laugh really hard if you saw that.
This would be my daughter-in-law.
Right. It's my son's. No. But that's not the question I'll ask you.
Oh no.
Lauren was swiping through pictures of like the basement.
Right.
And she's like, "Oh look, we got a new floor." And then Vito is just like meat out.
Oh, no, you know what I say. I would completely say Vito, but it would be a running joke in the family. You know that.
No question. It would make it to it would be screenshotted and sent to the family.
I would not do that. But I would be like, Vito saw some great pictures.
Yeah. Like
a lot of meat jokes, salami jokes.
Yeah.
It would be very lighthearted fun, and quite frankly, I would appreciate the fact that they have that kind of relationship and can do things like that. Power to them.
I just don't think you
no need
you don't need to feel
it.
Embarrassed, and they definitely don't discuss it. And if she brings it up, be like, yo, you're in my house.
Can you just imagine though, if I'd kill for that to happen in this house. Like Lauren, like swiping through photos, and like there's like Vito's little pig in a blanket.
I would be that would be my new favorite family memory. 100%.
Because that's how mom would laugh. That's what her reaction would be.
Mom would laugh really, really hard if that happened.
I would, because
also,
I think it's great if you have that kind of relationship where you're comfortable to do things like that. I think it's wonderful. I think it's healthy. And if I saw it, that's on me. All right, not on her.
I'm curious to know though, like what else she's been offended about in the past. If you could like send a follow back, what is that called? Beep.
Follow up.
Follow up. Beep.
No, well, no.
No, you're saying chime. He's
chime.
Thinking of chime.
That's when somebody else chimes in.
Okay. So I would like it if we could do a beep. We're just going to start calling it. If you could let us know if there's ever been another thing that your soon-to-be mother-in-law has been offended by, because maybe she's just different.
I'm going to tell you a great story, and I won't mention a name because I don't feel like the press getting a hold of this.
So that limits it down to three people, guys, because other people you guys don't even
it
know.
It was in the housewife days, all right? And us housewives were on a trip.
So it's not a family
show. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
We were on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my castmates comes over to me and she shows me a picture of a penis.
Yeah.
And she goes to me, "What's this?"
Yeah.
And I look at it, I'm going, "Looks like a penis to me." And I give it back the phone. She goes, "But whose is it?" I said, "That's a great question because it's not my phone." Right? So she goes, "Well, you think it's my husband's?" Right? I go hysterical laughing. I'm like, "Well, you tell me. I don't know." Turns out it is her husband's. And she's like, "What's this?" And she, now, did she want me to see it? Like, look how, and that was her way of doing it.
Obviously.
Like, or you basically, was she that dumb?
Yeah, but you really, no joke, okay? You got like three penises involved right now that could, it could possibly be.
So I actually know another penis housewife husband story that I don't know if it's the same one or not. It's not the producer showed us one.
Yeah,
the producer one.
Okay. Yes. A producer was like, "Hey, look at my day at work today."
Yes.
And just so you know, this was not a producer that like caught somebody taking a shower.
Yeah.
He was facing his, he was taking a picture of someone and that person just pulled their dick out for the picture.
Yes.
So it was not someone betraying trust. It was like, "Hey, I'm going to show this to everyone." It's like, "Show it to the boys," and kept walking.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, with the right attitude, so what? You know, as long as it's not done, you know, if she sent it to the mother-in-law, a different story, but she's sending it to her fiance and the mother-in-law is going through the phone. Should the fiance have it locked in a separate folder? Of course he should.
Look, here's what I, this is my thing. Look, he's going back and forth with the dog pic, right? Apparently she gasped and yelled at him for having them on his phone. And she said she was something about how she was shocked she would do something like that. That to me is a little like,
little much.
That's like, come on.
Stop.
You know what I mean? Like,
You
yelled at him for having him on his phone. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he's got like some kind of nudie magazine and he's 12. What are you talking about?
Only because, unless his phone has a lock mechanism, like all phones do, you know, you don't know who's going to, well, who's to say, okay, the mother-in-law's got a granddaughter and she's swiping, "Oh, but look at the puppy," and then she sees that. That can be embarrassing. But if it's his own private phone and it was something meant just for his eyes, so what?
Were the nudes a puppy gift?
That's a question for that person. That's a good question, though. I would like to know how this ended whenever they do have their dinner.
She wants to know.
No, but like when they
do
have their dinner.
I don't think you absolutely
bring it up. You hit her right between the eyes with this.
No.
You don't do, you have to make this awkward and funny. You have to do it.
Then the only way to do that.
Look, she's not that person.
Now, the only way to do that is to answer the door naked and be like, "This is how we are in this house."
No,
and then he's like, "I was just sending a picture of my new rug."
First
she's
of all,
not that person.
You do not apologize. 100%.
Absolutely
you
not.
You do not apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. Do you bring it up? I mean, if you're going to bring it up in a way that's funny, then yeah.
Maybe she's not that person.
She doesn't seem funny.
She doesn't seem funny. She doesn't seem cool. She really doesn't.
If she's coming to your place for dinner, I would then
let
serve,
her bring it up.
I'd serve ironic things. Okay. I really would.
Let her bring
I
it
would.
Up.
I would.
Nudies.
Well, like you could do regret the nudies, okay? Serve melon.
What's my melon?
Melon. I don't know. Boob thing?
Melon, melons.
Boobies or melon.
Got it?
You know what I mean? You don't like that?
Yeah. Don't bring it up. If she brings it up, you know, address it, but don't, because that doesn't seem to me that she's the kind of person that can laugh it off. Sir, that's what I'm getting out of this.
Noodles.
Yeah, don't bring it up. If she brings it up, be like, "Why are you bringing this up?"
No, don't be nasty. Say, "Oh my God, that's so funny. That's crazy. Those were your son's eyes only.
Even,
sorry."
You know, can't believe that you saw that. Oh yeah. My God, so awkward.
If your face wasn't in it, you throw water in the son's face.
Yeah, it's like animal.
And you say, "Who?"
Yeah.
Yeah, who is she?
You animal. Yeah. I don't know. Live and let live, man. Let it go.
I mean, I don't know. I can't for the life of me understand why, apologizing is in the cards. I would say that.
Well, I almost feel like.
Also, what kind of dog?
And how did the fiance present it to her? My mother saw these pictures. Oh my God, you can't believe it. We need to know more about this.
Yeah, but I don't, Al, to response to you, the mom doesn't sound very funny.
No, she doesn't.
So to bring it up in a funny manner, I don't see happening.
This family is totally that family where you can make fun of it and laugh it off and just it'll be forgotten.
If that happened,
we would all know within 30 seconds.
I don't know how much money I would pay, okay, for Vito to accidentally send a picture of himself in the family group text.
Well, you know that Vito can certainly be bought, so why don't you just offer him something?
I just, to me, it's like that would be so unbelievably fun.
He would never do it.
I would make like I'd have plateware printed for a party with it.
Vito doesn't even swear in front of me. He's, you know, he's very proper. So I don't see him doing it.
That'd be quite incredible.
Yes.
You know, guys, I, you know, it's pretty annoying.
What?
When you dig around your purse or wallet when you get to the checkout, okay? And I'm digging around. I'm a wallet guy. Chris, you're more of a money clip guy.
No, I have a wallet now. I used to be a rubber band guy.
And there have been plenty of other times where, like, I'll mess around. I'll put my phone down. I'll walk out of a store. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? When it's time to pay, why pull out your wallet or open your purse when you probably already have your phone in your hand? PayPal or QR. Oh, no.
Do over.
Oh, no.
No, you're right. You're really good at these.
That was smooth.
PayPal QR code payments are now accepted at CVS stores nationwide, so it's super easy to make touch-free payments on your phone. Plus, you get $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more. How many times? We talked about it just now, that you go into a CVS, for example, and you have to go buy more stuff. I go in, I want a toothbrush. Next thing I know, I leave with, you know, toothpaste, chips, mouthwash, okay, a vibrator, perhaps. You don't know what you're going to be into, all right? And you ever want to run into there needing one thing, but then you're there, you see a bunch of other things you want. Well, now you can indulge and get rewarded. CVS now accepts super easy touch-free payments with PayPal or Venmo, and you get $10 cash back on your first in-store QR code payment of $20 or more.
I think that's fantastic.
It's actually really, really great.
At least it's not that smut-peddling Rite Aid.
and it's at CVS, which is, you know, way more convenient. There's so many more locations. And you just go and you wave it in front and you're in and out.
I think that's fantastic.
It's like an easy pass for your payment phone.
Because that's true. I never go into CVS. Like, it's always a purpose. I need this. I need that. And it's always something that can only find at CVS.
Right.
And then I'll be like, oh my God, is this cool?
What's something you can only find at CVS?
There are like certain medications that you can't get, like cough syrups and stuff like that, that don't have the supermarket.
Well, you can use PayPal, and now it's even cooler because you're basically getting paid to use it. So to get $10 cash back on your first transaction of $20 or more, just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. That's $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more with the PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how to earn $10 cash back, go to paypal.com/DearAlbie.
That's fabulous.
I think it's great.
I do.
And it's great, too, because now when I read stuff like that, my PayPal ability goes up just a little bit.
Okay.
Got some money to use.
All right.
Spend it at CVS.
There you go.
And get $10 cash back. So I'm going to do.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
No?
He's agreeing.
I mean, what do you want?
I'm just saying. No, you're all good.
I mean, it's good, but like, are we going to fluff this thing for longer?
I think we're done.
I think it's great. I'm excited about it. I do wonder, how do you prove you paid?
What?
Like, you scan to order and you just walk out with your
bag.
Well,
Venmo's
that's why it's so great.
But how do you prove you paid? Why can't I just throw
it? No, it's a little deed.
They're not going to let you go. Venmo or PayPal's not going to make you make a purchase without making sure that the money's
there. But why can't I, if I grab a Starburst, as I so often do,
right?
And I go, I paid on my phone and I walk out. Am I just good?
The register does it.
Oh, so it's at the. I thought they were just like codes on the wall.
Instead of handing them money or a credit card, you show them your phone. Beep.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Happy to help.
Very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Quite nice.
Especially for you, Chris.
Chris has been bugging about this Amazon stuff in your palm.
Yeah, it freaks me out.
What? Tell me about it. I didn't know about it. What happened?
I went to Amazon store in New York a while ago, and they asked if you, they were like, do you want to use your palm? And I was like, oh, no, not particularly. And they're like, oh, well, you know, if you want, you just wipe your palm over the counter a few times. Then next time you're here, you could just wipe your palm over the counter.
Because they're getting your fingerprints and, your palm print.
And I was like, how about just my money?
No, how about
not? Give
you
money?
Big brother.
Yeah, you can give me money.
Big brother.
But so I gave money instead.
Right.
But yeah.
No way. Not happening here. No way.
I don't understand why you guys are freaked out by this.
Because it's just weird. They're just taking our souls. They're taking everything.
You're already doing this. Your phone's already got your face.
Mine doesn't.
Yeah, but like now I gotta like when I put my hand on the counter because I'm leaning on something, I ended up buying the person next to me's books and shit. I don't want that. You know?
I don't think it works that way.
I just want money to be a money exchange.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing a Venmo thing. That's great. But I mean like.
It's like reading a book.
Right.
Give me a book.
Yeah, just
let me
just
read the book.
Let
me turn
like,
pages.
You know, not for nothing. You with the laptop. You with the phone.
I didn't do anything.
Did I have the only one that came to work today?
I didn't do anything. I can't help if I got a text.
I can't go to movies with people like you.
When's the last time you went to the movies?
Don't go to the movies anymore.
Why?
I wait for it to come out. I have a beautiful home theater. Right? No, but why would I do that?
If there's something visually, if there's something visually exciting about the movie, I will go and see.
I have the patience of a saint. I'll sit in my.
Well, now you don't have to wait. But there's an experience of going to the movies.
I have a theater. Walk out the door.
Wow,
it's a beautiful theater.
Sorry,
right there.
We don't have those.
Popcorn machine and all, soda machine, everything you need. Why do I gotta go to a crowded theater that has?
Yeah. What's the point of going to a restaurant? Messy. You got a kitchen.
I'm gonna throw something at you. Okay. What? This is you know how twisted I am, okay? You know they say the grass is greener on the other side,
right?
Okay, well it's always more comfortable on the other side of the sectional. So I've got a little L-shaped sectional with an ottoman, right? And I get severe anxiety lately, being like, damn, I should really be on the other side.
I'm like that.
I feel like shit.
I'm an angle person.
I should be sitting there.
I am a total angle person. You know that about me. Laura and I race when we go to the restaurants. We race to get the chair because we both are angle people. Chris, you're an angle
person.
Yeah,
I'm a back-to-the-wall person.
Yeah.
No, I think that's normal.
No, I'm also an angle, back-to-the-wall angle. It's got to be the right angle.
Marky seems to be doing a lot of cheer.
Can I tell you?
Very, very.
Well, you're going to have a bone to pick the Candace in 5 minutes.
I don't have a problem with this.
What happened?
Okay. Candace is Marky's cheer coach.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just got the meanest fucking look from my mother that I've ever gotten in my entire life.
Because you accept that, and I don't accept it.
Go ahead. I will be the. Okay. I will
so
choose.
So we have expressed to Candace, both Lauren and I, that Marky, as you all know, is very small. She's tall, but she's very slight. Okay? And we said to Candace, don't you make her a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, so I never heard that part of
no,
it.
No, 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 don't worry. Candace, don't you make her... Oh, no, she's going to be the base.
Mm-hmm.
She won't be a flyer. She's too tall to be a flyer. Okay. Lauren...
There's a wild look at my mother's eyes right
yeah.
now.
So she's ravenous.
Yeah, I honest am. To God.
Lauren goes into cheer practice today because they don't let the parents in, FYI. They
That's
say
bullshit.
They say the parents are distracting to the children.
Then get a two-way mirror.
Okay. Watch this. Lauren walks in. Who's on top? Flyer. Marky. So my 4.5-year-old grandchild's life is in the hands of a little tiny 6-year-old on either foot of hers that are going to throw her up and catch her.
They do that now?
Yes. That's what a flyer means, Al. You fly.
Yeah, I understand, but they're throwing them now?
Well,
That's my thing.
Why are you doing it that so early?
Are they throwing or is right. it like a slow dismantling of people?
Doesn't matter. She's still on top of the on the top. She's still being supported by little 6-year-old.
Give me
and if we
height.
Told her we didn't want to be a flyer, why is she in a flyer position?
If Marky
and
were
why didn't you tell Lauren?
If Marky were... How old is Marky for?
4.5.
If Marky were a 4.5-year-old boy...
Right.
Would you let him play football?
No.
Okay. Never mind. Because, like, that's more dangerous than cheerleading.
I mean, I feel like...
Flag football, not tackle.
I don't...
Still more dangerous.
So, hold on. I need to get the whole scope of this. Is she actually flying?
Well, Candace said, oh, we were just testing. Why were you testing, Candace? What is there to test? Why is my grandchild on the top of the heap when we
Did
told her
Did she
want
to be up there?
We don't know. She seemed to enjoy cheer today, but it doesn't matter. Do you want kids... You want little girls tossing Marky up in the air
no,
and catching her?
I don't want... To be honest with you, I don't think I want any 6-year-old girls throwing 4-year-old girls
Thank
in
you.
The air.
Thank you.
Chris? No?
I think that...
They don't have... Listen. No. They don't have the mental fortitude.
I think you
today.
Gotta...
But I also think you're looking at it like she's doing something with like the Dallas Cowgirl cheerleaders.
They do. They toss them up high, Chris.
Mom, if it's a 6-year-old tossing her, it means it's a 6-year-old strength tossing her. She's not more than like 3 feet
right,
off the ground.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Like, she's not like... I feel like you're picturing like a human pyramid.
It
she's,
is a human pyramid.
Okay, for 6-year-old, she's like 4 feet in the air.
That's high enough, Chris. It's high enough. Okay? We told her we didn't want her to be a flyer.
Yo, could you
didn't
imagine?
Tell Lauren nothing. Lauren walks in, sees it.
And what Lauren do?
And that's weird they don't have parents in cheer
and
because
Lauren
the one time a parent
out.
Got
she's
in
like,
cheer.
I don't want her to be a flyer. And Candace's like, oh no, we were just, you know Candace, she's a pit bull. She's a lunatic when it comes to sports.
Jennifer Lopez was a fly girl. Look at her.
So... to be continued.
Candace probably just sized Marky up like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's a flyer.
Yeah.
And she always said, oh, no, she's a flyer. And I would say, no, she's not a flyer. Oh, no, oh, no, don't worry, don't worry.
She's the perfect center of gravity.
To be continued. To be continued.
Listen, I think to Chris's point, if you said, oh, if your kid was signing up to play football, you are signing your kid up to play football. Now, in the event, okay, that this was a possibility and Lauren wasn't about it, don't sign her up for cheer.
Lauren's not thrilled with her being a cheer.
Then pull her out of cheer.
We probably will be pulling her out after this season.
Hold on. Lauren's not thrilled. Who made the decision?
Candace.
Well, this is incredible to me. This is
Candace was like, you got to put her in cheer. And we said, we'll put her in for one season. She does not enjoy it. She loves dance, as you all know.
Yeah, I was saying, to
loves
put her in
dance.
Dance.
She is in dance. Okay. Hates gymnastics. Hates cheer. So Lauren said, I am going to put her in for one season just to shut you up. And she's going, no, she's going
to
be fantastic. She's going
to
be great. She's going to be great.
Lauren hates it. You hate it.
Yeah.
Marky hates it.
Yeah.
Candace likes it.
Yeah.
Therefore, Marky has to go to cheer.
We're giving her 1 year just to make Candace happy.
So when Vito says, I want her to learn shot put and hammer throw,
right,
all of you guys
say
lose
no,
it.
And that's her dad.
And that's like the easiest, the most
safe. You will not
safe,
get hurt. You will not
safest.
Get hurt doing shot put.
Yeah. I mean, you might have some shoulder ailments.
You might
at some
hurt
point.
Someone else.
I think she should play tennis or golf.
I think she should learn Mandarin. She should stay inside all day and learn Mandarin.
Chris, you've been saying that often about that, that she should learn Mandarin.
She should learn Mandarin.
I think she
or
should,
Russian.
I think she should be tennis, golf, and perhaps a sharpshooter. Because those are really skills that are great. And
I think she's a bilingual, cultural
whiz.
Princess. Yeah. Mm. I think like when she walks in the room, like, take a Japanese touch, and she's like, oh, that actually isn't custom. But like when she's nine.
Right. Mm. Which is, she could start now.
Like she should learn to potty train, and then when it's done, if she hasn't, I feel like she maybe already has.
She's four and a half. Of course she's potty trained.
Oh, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
been,
I don't know. If you tell me it was nine, I'd believe you.
I don't take her to the bathroom. I have no idea. When it's done, she should be like, you know, in Australia, the water goes the other way.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Oh, no, she's
right, but her brain's there. So let's like, you
she
do that instead
so
of putting her on
into,
top of a pyramid of children.
She's always giving me nuggets of information, and she is so into planets.
The planets? Why?
I think,
what does she do?
She's so into, Didi, do you know that Pluto is no longer a planet?
Wow.
And I'm like, why
I would have said too.
Why isn't Pluto a planet? It's a dwarf planet now. Because it's too small to be in the solar system, Didi.
Imagine her saying that in Mandarin.
And then she says, Didi, do you know that each planet has its own sun? She is so into the solar system.
I didn't know that.
No.
Well, she's, whatever, I'm just saying.
I mean, technically, but moon. It's just the solar system.
Hey,
other
moon.
On moon.
She is so into the solar system. She knows so much about
she's
it.
Us fighting.
She knows all the planets. She knows all about them. She watches it, which is great. And I said to her, do you want to be an astronaut one day? Do you want to fly in the sky and see the planets? She goes, yeah.
Yeah, that would be like taking an Uber.
Yeah, if you want to know something, by the time she's old enough to be an astronaut, it'll be way too commonplace.
She loves to learn.
Like she might have to.
Yeah.
I say we raise her to be like you said, Mandarin, sharpshooter, karate, genius, all these things.
You want her to be very violent. I just want her to be smart.
I want her to be able to protect herself.
I want her to be like Arya Stark.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want her to be badass and she's smart.
But that doesn't happen without
herself.
Like getting hit and no one's touching her.
Right, but I think if we do it.
No, you have
like,
to spar, you have
go,
to get hit.
Should be like lethal. You know what I mean? Like, but like in a few years, like we'll be at a family reunion and be like, oh wow, Marky, how's college? Be like, a girl has no name. And then we'll know. You know what I mean?
I think.
After studying abroad or something.
I think I would rather be at a family reunion, which by the way, I intend to see Marky way sooner than a family reunion, like most of her life. But I'd rather be like, Marky, how's the app going? Mm. And she'd be like, good, I'm finishing my sophomore year in high school and I just sold my second business. Because that's how young people are and they're billionaires now. Because right now they're like 20.
But she's got to be like tough and strong and fearless.
I just think if she speaks like 20 different languages.
You think that's going to do it for her?
Yeah.
Yeah, do. You do.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Why do you, did she move to Gotham City at some point
no,
recently?
No, but I'm waiting for, what's Divergent? I feel like she's going to grow up in a land of Divergent.
I think she's going to grow up in a land of, I don't know the word. It's I wanted to use the word diplomacy, but there's going to be a time where we need to speak to another foreign leader and we're going to need everyone we can. And I want Marky to be the person that steps up.
So you want
when the
like,
aliens come, I want them to be like, send Marky.
Okay. That's Divergent, isn't it? Where she's that one. She's,
right.
She's
you
it.
Want her to fight the aliens. I want her to reason with them.
No, she can reason with them, but she's also got to be able to fight with
them. This conversation got really, really all because of the flyer thing.
Mm. Well, there you go.
But if she's good with numbers, because when the aliens come, they're going to use numbers. She That's really the only math. Thing that we have.
She said her favorite thing to do is math, believe it or not. That's what she said. All right. Enough about that.
All right.
And now we spoke about raising a child that's not ours. It's actually my granddaughter and my your niece, but you know.
You know what I hope she doesn't have to deal with?
What?
Acne. Like, for example, do you have a cabinet full of acne treatments and skincare products, but don't even remember what half of them do? I mean, I've got tons of things in there. I've tried everything. Haven't you, Chris?
Oh, yeah. My God. Everything.
Mom?
I always had good skin, fellas.
Yeah. No, well, it's because you shave your face. But for those of us that don't do it enough, you just keep looking for the latest miracle product and don't even know what they do. Turns out, most skincare products don't do much. The best way to treat acne is with fewer products that are clinically proven and customized to your skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. I'm using Apostrophe to treat adult acne, reduce dark spots, and improve my skin texture. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/DearAlby when you use our code DearAlby. This code is only available to our listeners, so to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/DearAlby and click begin visit. Then use our code DearAlby at sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/DearAlby, and use that code DearAlby to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that there's dermatology a dermatologist selfie that speaks to you. Because, Chris, why are you making that face?
They actually have a tampon line called Period.
Chris had that face going on that he was waiting. He knew it. Good on you, Chris.
He knew it going in.
Good on you.
My other thought was there are no more one words left, like single words. Like every company's a single word.
Yeah.
We're getting that bag today, though, right? This episode's
yeah,
no joke.
Making
I got
some
one
money
more.
Today.
I got one more.
You know what I was thinking could be funny? If, like somebody, like if listeners, community people, I was going to call them fans, but they're better than that, could send fake ad reads in that we pepper in and we see if people can know when they're fake and when they're not.
That's fun.
You know? Like I'll write one for a later episode and we could see by the end if you realize that it was
and then
fake
people just use promo codes and see if they work.
Just like go on a website that's just not the website.
Give out a number, phone number.
So if there was a,
I'm gonna make a fake ad and I'm gonna pepper it in.
Like if maybe somebody sold like a fruit on a particular website,
right?
As a party for that fruit.
Yeah, I swear that was my exact thought. No, I'm gonna write some fake ads and we're gonna see if we can get away with them.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh man, Dear Albie. So I've been a fan for a long, long time. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I don't know if that applies to me because I feel like I'm not on as much as everyone else.
You're the only constant.
Yeah,
you're well, the only one no, I'll tell you it does. Ready? She expands. Y'all were my favorite on RHO and Jay, and I remember an episode when Lauren said if she had kids and their cousin acted like Teresa Giudice's kids, she would not let them hang out with them. Hold
I don't
on.
Remember.
Oh,
that.
I understand. Y'all if, let's were say my... you had, let me clarify.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Marky, one of you has a child, and when your child is fresh, she would say, Marky, you can't hang with that kid. Cousin or
no, they're cousins, so meaning my kids.
Right. She would tell Marky that you can't hang with your own cousin. That's
okay.
What she's saying.
So let me read that again. Y'all were my favorite on RHO and Jen. I remember an episode when Lauren said if she had kids and their cousin acted like Teresa Giudice's kids, she would not let them hang out with them. Well, this leads me to my question because I'm in this situation. I have three kids, two girls and a boy, ages 5, 3, and 1, and my sister has children close in age. Well, let's just say I've heard y'all talk about how children should act and we are on the same page. The way I'm raising my children and the way my sister is raising her children are totally different. And that makes it hard when we were all together for family gatherings. My sister, who has two girls in close in age with my two girls, but they act differently, which is fine. I know all kids are different, but let's just say if my children do something unfair or wrong, I call them out and tell them to apologize. I also tell my children to respect adults, and I feel like my sister doesn't do the same. I also have taught my children you never hit first, but if someone hits you first, then it's okay to defend yourself and hit back. I know some parents don't believe in that, but it's just the way me and my husband were raised. Well, my oldest daughter is 5, and she noticed that her cousin acts differently than her and asked me why they cry for stuff and their parents get it for them. I asked my sister why, and she said because her kids don't listen to her, and all they do is tell her no when she asks them to do something. Now, I know I could just blow it off, but it's starting to affect my kids. My nieces are straight up being rude and mean to my girls, and I don't like to pick at things, and I don't like confrontation. But how do I stick up for my daughters that are getting picked on constantly or getting hit, and also kids that do whatever they want? My nieces hit their parents, and they are only 4 and 2.
Hit?
And they talk back to any adult that tells them anything and literally just cry, run around crazy, and get whatever they want. I need help. I know I shouldn't be able to stick up for my kids, but I don't want to deal with a disagreement with my sister because she loves to argue and it would just turn into a big fight. My husband has started missing out on family dinners so he can stay home with our children. I know some people might think it's petty and immature and kid stuff, but it's becoming way more. Please help me, and I'm sorry for the long email. K.
What a
long
conundrum.
That was long.
What a conundrum.
I don't think it's a conundrum.
I don't remember saying that about Teresa's kids, by the way.
I don't remember that.
Last time before that becomes a thing. Last time we talked to Gia, it was very, very nice.
I was going to say, I feel like they've always been good kids, so I don't know where, I don't remember that being said.
I don't remember either.
No, you just said you remember her dad coming up on the show.
No, I think she was explaining what that meant.
I was explaining what
but I don't remember that. Anyway, I believe her, though. I'm sure she said it, but, well, I'm not sure. But
well, listen, we've been in situations where...
I want to preface something.
Go.
We have great kids in the whole, like, scope of our friend circle and family.
Yes.
So before anyone fucking tries to say that we're talking about your kid...
We're not.
We're not.
Right.
But if you say that, next podcast, I'm going to talk about your kid.
I'm trying to think about kids our circle right now that I'm like... Damn, that kid's annoying.
No, we got great kids in our family. They're all really nice. Maybe they're pricks and we're just too nice to them. I don't know.
No, you know that when Marky knows when we go into a restaurant, she doesn't get off that chair.
Okay? So here's my thing. Why don't you just like teach your kids
right
to shit on the other kids? So when your sister is like, why'd your kid hit my kid after? Because they hit their mother. Because when I was a kid... If you hit my mother and you were my age, you were to get your little ass kicked.
No, they don't hit them or her.
They said you hit my mother.
Any adult.
Oh.
So imagine if we... I'm not kidding. If I was 4 years old and a four-year-old walked up to you and hit you, I would have kicked the shit out of that four-year-old.
Yes, no, it would never happen.
And not because it would have been my dad's direction to do so. Okay? So when your sister says your kid is violent, say, no, my kid is first off, helping the adults in the room. Your kid's a little brat.
You know, first of all, you tell your child, listen, if Susie starts yelling and screaming, all right, you don't follow suit. Come tell one of us. We'll deal with it. Now, if Susie smacks my kid and my child says to her, Susie, don't smack me. It's not nice to smack somebody. And Susie smacks her again. And my child says, Susie, don't smack me. It's not nice. And Susie smacks her again. You smack Susie back hard.
Yeah, twice.
The kid or you?
No, you hit Susie.
No, wait. The
you
adult,
give you tell
no,
no
the daughter slap your kid slaps Susie.
All right.
So long as she's a girl, we're assuming she's a girl.
If my child is getting slapped over and over again, and my child is saying that's not nice, don't do it, comes and tells the parents. The parents say, "Listen, can you tell Susie to stop slapping Amy?" Okay. Mm-hmm. Amy goes back, sits down next to Susie. Susie slaps her again. Susie, don't slap me.
Amy, you take Susie outside.
Okay. Third time, you want to hit me again, Susie? Now you're going to get smacked back.
But you got to teach her how to hit because now it's got to hurt her. Not hurt her, but you have to win. Because then she has to go back crying and be like, Amy hit me. Why did Amy hit you? Because for three times I told Susie to stop.
Three times I told you to stop.
So I had to teach Susie a lesson.
The first time I told our parents, your mother didn't do anything. Okay? My mother tried. Your mother didn't do anything. Mm. The second time I said, Susie, please don't hit me. I'm sitting back here again. The third time I'm going to hit you back.
You know what little Amy's got to learn at that point? Okay? When she hits Susie back and Susie starts crying, all right? And the other mother comes back and say, why'd you hit Susie? You know what she's got to say? She don't want to listen. That's what she's got to say. That's it. She don't want to listen.
I'm
not kidding. This is what I would do. I would teach my kids how to fight so they could beat that kid up. And then when they asked me about it, I was like, because your kid's disrespectful. And you're not straightening your kid out. So my kid took it upon himself to straighten your kid out.
You have to teach your children right and wrong. And you have to teach them to try to have patience and two wrongs don't make a right. But if your child is trying and it's same like being bullied on the playground. What? Once in a while, you got to hit the bully. So if this is what your child is, and if the mother says anything to me, If the mother says anything to me about, oh, wait a minute, Amy hit Susie, well, maybe the mother needs to learn a lesson then, and maybe that will change the mother to say, Susie, stop hitting people because you just got smacked. Maybe nobody smacks Susie.
Maybe Susie deserves it, finally. Maybe Amy is who's going to put Susie finally in her place.
And maybe the mother will understand, have a better understanding that of how it feels. Because clearly she's not listening to the sister. She's making excuses for the sister, right?
I don't want to say she's making excuses for her, but she's definitely, I think she's timid in her approach as to how to handle Susie. But Susie's clearly got to get straightened out.
Right. Is Susie's mother just like Susie? Is the sister afraid of her?
But I think the sister's also, though, like, as I read this, harboring a lot of resentment towards the sister. You know what Susie needs? I think I know what Susie needs. Chris, what do you think Susie needs?
I think Susie needs to teach her kids how to be warriors. But besides that, after they beat their first person up, they're going to need to talk to somebody.
They need a little therapy.
They're going to need a little therapy session, perhaps. And that's where Talkspace comes in. Talkspace. The world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again. But after the year we've all had, getting back to normal takes time. Me personally, getting back to normal took a little bit of time.
You're doing awesome.
No, listen, it is important to prioritize mental health during this time because you need to make sure that you're back in the world. You're not worried. You're not paranoid. Mm-hmm. There's things to be stressed about. I'm in this busy bar. Is it okay?
Mercury
is
retrograde.
Thinking Mercury's in retrograde. It's a harvest moon. Things like that. If you're feeling overwhelmed by it all, you're not alone. It's important to find support and you need to face those feelings and move forward. Personally, I think the Dear Albie listeners would love Talkspace because they ask us questions. We're not professionals. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. We just told you to beat up other kids. Beat up children.
I'm going
to
expand
of,
on
you're
that.
You're in the middle of cursing the ad.
So, oh my God, I'm sorry. All right. Shall we do it?
No, you're fine. Keep going.
Whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support and help you need to feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Holla, set goals with therapists and they can make sure you're really progressing. Talkspace therapists help you develop tools to cope in difficult times. Talkspace works around your work schedule at your convenience. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. Schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. And whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. Thousands of licensed therapists are available for you to match with. Talkspace therapists are experts in dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Checked every box. To help you start feeling better, this is a problem with Talkspace now. This isn't me. To help you start feeling better with a single message.
I actually think they got it right.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
So go ahead.
You know what? They're right. They match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code DEARALBIE. It's all caps for me, so just try it with all caps to be safe. That's $100 off when you use code DEARALBIE at Talkspace.com. Sorry for cursing.
That is correct, okay?
Great job on your
I
first
feel like
read.
I did great.
Great
and
job
I think,
on your first read. Lots of inflection in the voice.
I went in cold.
I enjoyed it.
Well, first of all, a couple things, all right? Number one. It is a really good deal, actually. It's $100 off your first month with the promo code DEARALBIE. That's $100 off when you use DEARALBIE at Talkspace.com. Check that out. But is it harder than it looks, Chris?
No, I thought I did a great job. The only thing that
you
threw me
you
off
better
is...
better than I do?
The only thing that threw me off is that I can't really say what because it's kind of peeling the curtain back a little too far.
Okay. Well, you know...
But there was something... Here's the thing. I didn't read it, like, in my head and then start reading it. I went in cold.
Me too. I do it all the time. But because I feel it better
I'd
that
be
way.
I'd be willing to pull your first ad read up and put it next to my first ad read up. And also, that was the Bible. That was really long.
No, they're offering a lot of good stuff.
Well, I'm going to use it.
No, you talked to me about that actually recently.
That's what threw me off because it says use your personal experience. And I want to use my personal experience, but I haven't gotten to do that.
You're going
to
save that for the therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you should.
I want to talk to, I do want to use talk
therapy. I think therapy is a wonderful tool.
Honestly, it's fantastic.
It's only text?
You done it before, Mom? It's no. Awesome. Howard Stern inspired me to go to therapy.
Is it only text?
A wonderful tool. Huh?
Is it only text?
It's pretty cool the way that they do it. There are a couple different platforms that I've looked into after actually doing the show, and they're one of the ones.
Because if
the
I'm
most...
really dealing with some shit, I don't want to text it.
No. There's a lot of different you'd be surprised. There are certain things that are actually better dealing with it in that kind of a format. But it's pretty cool the way that they actually, like, they pair you with people in a way that's super, super convenient, and the pricing is really great on there too.
If you offer me $100 off anything outside of a car or a house, I'm probably going to take
some damn good advice. Go. Get $100 right? off some damn good advice.
Get $100. I don't know what it costs, but you're offering me $100 off? I'm in.
I mean, we're out of Reeds, but, you want to give the Dame one a try? Just to, for shits
and giggles?
No,
I don't want to hear about Volvos. I don't think
my sons need to... I don't think you'd be able to tolerate it. I think you probably have a stroke. You guys get upset if I have a shirt on that's too low. You make me go inside and change it half the time.
Dame, so
I don't think you can handle it.
I do like the name.
Dame.
Yeah.
Dame.
I like it.
Right?
Let's get back to this question because I feel like we joked about it too much.
I was dead serious the entire time.
I was dead serious, okay, to a point. But also at the same time, you know, the discipline and everything comes from the home. And if you have a well-disciplined child that knows good and bad and stuff like that, they're going to usually walk away from the situation or come and say, Mom, so-and-so is doing this.
Well, I think you shouldn't have to ask forgiveness for standing up for your kids if they get hit by another kid.
Not
you
at
do
all.
Do what you got to do.
I also think, because we didn't really answer the question in
we
one
didn't.
Way also.
We didn't.
If your relationship with your sister isn't great, then I just wouldn't go to her house because, like, you're gaining nothing. If you have a good relationship with your sister and you like being there and that's the only thing that stops you, then you should say something or... Definitely, like, you know, I don't think it's out of... Lauren yells at random kids. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing to discipline somebody else's kid.
No.
There's a line.
Right.
But you could be like, yo, don't talk to my kid that way. Or, like, don't hit people. Hit whoever you want.
It seems to me
not,
like the inmates
her.
Are running the jail in that family. So this is the thing. I think that she has to have a very real conversation with her sister and say, listen, and whoever else is at these family dinners and saying... I'm not going to put my kids into the line of fire here because they're starting to stress out. They're starting to misbehave and take on bad habits, which we don't do in our home. All right. So unless this is, discussed and these children show some respect in a house, especially if it's not their own house. Okay. We're not coming. Or you're not coming. You're not allowed to come.
See, I don't like the idea of a kid controlling the guest list to a house. Like, no, I'm going to come to the house because you don't pay any of the bills at that house, and I'm going to straighten your little ass out.
I think there's a lot of branches to this story because there's so many things that can happen. If these children are going around hitting aunts, uncles, grandparents, other children, if they're disruptive, if they're screaming and yelling, why are they... Why are they in your house? I don't care who you are. You're not coming. If you are going to come and make my day, the only day off on a Sunday, let's say, when we all have family dinner, and someone's coming every Sunday and disrupting my peaceful Sunday's family dinner, you're not coming anymore.
Especially if that person is smaller than my knee.
But the parents are to blame as well.
Yeah, but I'd be like, listen, straighten your kid out.
The parents are afraid of their children. She said it. So fix your kid.
See, I never had a kid, so maybe I don't know. Maybe that's crazy.
Because that's
going to
be a monstrous adult, and it's going to be worse.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to say don't be afraid of your kid, but I don't know.
They're 4 years old.
I don't know.
What, are you kidding me?
I never had a kid. Doesn't sound like something I would be afraid of.
So, listen, it's on the parents to do the right thing. They are creating monsters, which will only cause a lifetime of issues for these children. They have no boundaries. Do you know children crave boundaries? Children need boundaries, and they are not giving their children any. So they are going to be in for one hell of a ride because these kids are not outgrowing it. They're going to become worse, and they're going to become monsters.
Do you know what kids also crave?
What?
Lemons. Go to lemonparty.org.
Okay, we have to go. We got to go. Love you guys. See ya. Bye.